Within the last few years, homes and property in Waco have sold faster and at higher prices. When property values rise, home appraisals increase, and when home appraisals increase, property taxes go up. As the city of Waco is changing and growing, how do residents keep up as property taxes continue to rise?
You know, if you're already struggling, there's not a lot of hope.
Joe Bobbitt is the assistant chief appraiser for McLennan County. Bobbitt recently held a public meeting at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to explain why property values and property taxes are increasing.
Things are selling a lot quicker than they used to. And when there's more competition, values get driven up. And then all we try to do is reflect what the market is doing.
According to the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, in 2011, the average price of a home was about $140,000. But today, the average is around $200,000.
Values are going up because people are paying more for the properties than they were in the past. A lot of the values are going up because there's a lot of increase in tourism here lately.
According to Realtor.com, in 2016, Waco zip codes were one of the most searched for in the United States. Appraisers like Bobbitt determine the value of property. He says there are both positives and negatives to property values rising.
You know, overall, the economy is theoretically improving. The housing market is definitely pretty strong. If you ever sell your house, you'll be better off for it. But if you plan on staying in your house for the next 10 to 20 years, you may not see that benefit, or it may be such a long time period that all you do is just get a higher tax bill.
Bobbitt says one of the main drivers for appraising property values is school funding.
With schools make up the greatest portion of your taxes, usually about half. They're basically stuck at their tax rate, and they don't have a lot of leeway as far as changing it. If they come off of their tax rate, then they end up basically losing state funding. Because if we're off, then the schools lose funding, and then the local taxpayers have to make up that share that the state should have been paying.
Properties were appraised January 1, 2019, and a notice of the appraisal is sent out to residents in April. Homeowners can file a protest if they don't believe they can sell their home for the value it was appraised. Protests must be filed before May 15th and will be resolved in July. Residents will then receive their tax bill in October.
We're also not allowed to take into account personal hardship or financial hardship that people may have.
A year after the property was first appraised, the taxes are due. If the property taxes remain unpaid by February 1, 2020, the tax office will put a lien on the property. About a year later, steps towards foreclosure will begin. Andrew Lopez is a Waco homeowner and a member of the Downtown Homeowners Association. Lopez says city zoning is to blame for rising property taxes.
It really has to do with the push of the Planning Commission by rezoning areas such as residential homes into commercial type zoning.
However, Planning Services Director Clint Peters says city zoning has nothing to do with how appraisals are done. Lopez says rezoned residential districts, particularly in downtown Waco, has affected livability and home values. Lopez was a member of the City Planning Commission for 3.5 years.
These people that live in these neighborhoods, no, they can't say anything because they're zoned mixed use. They're not zoned residential. It's unfair.
Right.
But it's a good way to push people out of a neighborhood when my tax dollars for a home go from $800-$900 to now close to $2,500 a year.
Bobbitt says it is possible for property taxes to go up if a residential zone is rezoned as commercial, but it also may not. It depends solely on how the property is being used. However, Lopez sees a direct correlation between zoning and rising property taxes.
It's gentrification with a definition to it now.
Bobbitt hopes Waco homeowners realize what their options are if they disagree with their home appraisal.
But it really comes down to what they think the house could sell for, because some people come in, they don't have a problem with the value. They think the value is fine and reasonable, but they don't like the taxes. Mm-hmm. And at that point, our office, there's not much we can do. We set the value, then multiplied by the tax rate is the total amount of tax.
For more information on property taxes and home appraisals, you can visit the McLennan County Appraisal District website at www.mclennancad.org. For KWBU, I'm Christina Valdez.